Heroes of Spain, The Cid, narrated by Jonathan Waite. Chapter 1. Rodrigo and the Leper. Rodrigo forthwith set out upon the road, and took with him 20 knights. And as he went he did great good, and gave alms, feeding the poor and needy. And upon the way they found a leper, struggling in a quagmire, who cried out to them with a loud voice to help him for the love of God. And when Rodrigo heard this, he alighted from his beast and helped him, and placed him upon the beast before him, and carried him with him in this manner to the inn, where he took up his lodging that night. At this were his knights little pleased. When supper was ready, he bade his knights take their seats, and he took the leper by the hand, and seated him next himself, and ate with him out of the same dish. The knights were greatly offended at this foul sight, insomuch that they rose up and left the chamber. But Rodrigo ordered a bed to be made ready for himself and for the leper, and they twain slept together. When it was midnight and Rodrigo was fast asleep, the leper breathed against him between his shoulders, and that breath was so strong that it passed through him, even through his breast. And when he awoke, being astounded, and felt for the leper by him, and found him not, and he began to call him, but there was no reply. Then he arose in fear, and called for a light, and it was brought him. And he looked for the leper and could see nothing. So he returned into the bed, leaving the light burning. And he began to think within himself what had happened, and of that breath which had passed through him, and how the leper was not there. After a while, as he was thus musing, there appeared before him one in white garments, who said unto him, "Sleepest thou or wakest thou, Rodrigo?" And he answered and said, "I do not sleep, but who art thou that bringest with thee such brightness and so sweet an odor?" Said he, "I am Saint Lazarus, and know that I was a leper to whom thou didst so much good and so great honour for the love of God. And because thou didst this for his sake, hath God now granted thee a great gift. For whensoever that breath which thou hast felt shall come upon thee, whatever thing thou desirest to do, and shalt then begin, that shalt thou accomplish to thy heart's desire, whether it be in battle or aught else, so that thy honour shall go on increasing from day to day, and thou shalt be feared both by Moors and Christians, and thy enemies shall never prevail against thee, and thou shalt die an honourable death in thine own house, and in thy renown, for God hath blessed thee, therefore go thou on, and evermore persevere in doing good." And with that he disappeared. And Rodrigo arose and prayed to Our Lady and intercessor St. Mary, that she would pray to her blessed Son for him to watch over his body and soul in all his undertakings. And he continued in prayer till the day broke. Then he proceeded on his way and performed his pilgrimage, doing much good for the love of God and of St. Mary. Chapter 2. The Knighting of Rodrigo. Now it came to pass that while the king lay before Coimbra, there came a pilgrim from the land of Greece on pilgrimage to Santiago. His name was Estiano, and he was a bishop. And as he was praying in the church, he heard certain of the townsmen and of the pilgrims saying that Santiago was wont to appear in battle like a knight, in aid of the Christians. And when he heard this, it nothing pleased him. And he said unto them, "Friends, call him not a knight, but rather a fisherman." Upon this it pleased God that he should fall asleep, and in his sleep Santiago appeared with him with a good and cheerful countenance, holding in his hand a bunch of keys, and said unto him, "Thou thinkest it a fable that they should call me a knight, and sayest that I am not so. For this reason am I..."